Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Flight 355 now landing from Sicily. Doug needs a cart to get to the car. A little bit of jet lag, but he's going to get out in the garden and flex his muscles and maybe even break a sweat today. But he's back with us, and we're happy to see him. We'll get to him in a moment. This is The Organic Gardener. He, of course, the star of the show. We're going to take some calls. We have guests waiting in the wings as well, too. But we always begin by giving you an opportunity to win a gift certificate from Sorgles in Wexford. So if you're the 10th caller, it's all yours. 412-922-1020. Number to dial to call in with a question, 866-391-1020. And a real piece of Pittsburgh tradition coming up in his interview segment moments away. But how was Sicily?
Sicily in southern Italy, but Sicily I really fell in love with. Everything about it, laid back. They're known for their cannolis. My wife makes amazing cannolis, but this was the best cannoli I ever had in my life. The food was just incredible. We had a great group of people. We had so much fun, just exploring, these two countries. Well, they're the same country, but Sicily doesn't, even though Sicily's part of Italy, they kind of don't consider themselves.
They stand alone.
Yes. Part of Italy. One little weird, interesting thing is that I didn't know was that their kind of logo for Sicily, it's the three-legged runner. That's the same the same type of logo that Isle of Man has, where my family's from. So I thought that was kind of cool. But yes, we had a lot of fun, and certainly the culture for preservation and history there is amazing. But you can't talk about Sicily or Italy without talking about the food.
Oh, I know.
I actually found a restaurant in Sorrento, and I'm from Aurora, Ohio, but it had Pizzeria Aurora. I said, I got to eat there. And it was pizza with burrata cheese, ooh, which is the really soft, kind of soft mozzarella type cheese,
right,
and prosciutto stuffed into the crust. Like wood fired, like made in like that quick, and oh,
melt in your mouth.
Yes, it was to die for. We visited a farm where they just laid out this spread of food that you just couldn't believe. That was also a place I had the best cannoli, but also the best limoncello that I'd ever had in my life.
That's good stuff.
I've had a lot of limoncello over the years, but I came back to what I knew, I have a lot of garden work to do. And as Rob said, I'm jet lagged. I always have trouble coming back.
But you had the double whammy because of the time change.
Yeah,
too.
I guess. But it always hits me this way. I'm just waiting for the day. Like yesterday, I should have been working in the garden all day. I've got, seriously, 1,000 bulbs to plant. The fig tree has not been put to sleep yet. I've got leaves everywhere that need to be moved. We can talk a little bit about that. I still got some stuff since I've been back that I want to plant. I stumbled onto some nice looking flowering kale, and I know you might think it's crazy mid-November to be planting something, but flowering kale, it loves cold weather and it could go all winter. And I just love having color out in the garden. Have things that are starting to bloom out in the garden. That plant called the Christmas rose or winter rose, Latin is Helleborus niger. A lot of us grow the spring blooming hellebores, Helleborus orientalis. But this one, it starts blooming right now. Can you imagine? And it has all year long, it has this deep green foliage, and now it's got these little white buds coming up that are going to open. And again, it's another plant that loves cold weather. It's just, I'm hoping to get I have to get some of my garden work done today for sure. But about those leaves, if you're sending them to the curb, and as long as your municipality is making compost out of them, great. You shouldn't send your leaves to the landfill. Your leaves are a great resource. They're shred them and use them as mulch. Shred them and throw them in the compost pile in layers. Like every time something from the kitchen I throw out there, I'll throw in the same amount of shredded leaves. They're a great resource. If you think of what the leaves do in the forest, that's what feeds the trees. They drop their leaves and they decompose and then they feed the trees. And that's what we can use our leaves for. Watch for ticks, though. I'm telling you what, as soon as I came back, I walked the dogs and I brought one of those dogs in. I must have pulled 10 ticks off that dog. And the only way to battle ticks is on your body is you wearing the right thing or wearing some kind of repellent. There's no way that you can get rid of the ticks that are in the leaves, that are in the garden. They're always going to be there. I'm very excited to get my bulbs planted. I've got a bulb auger. It's just a big drill bit, and at least I know where they're all going. I've went through the whole list, and gosh, I must have 20 different varieties of just daffodils that need to go in, and I've got the spots for them. I've talked about it before, but I've got this west facing bank in along my driveway, and it's about, you know, the very top is when I started planting 2 years ago, and I'm working my way down to the bottom. And I always say about daffodils, they're like a legacy. I see those daffodils blooming at Moraine on Lake Arthur, where somebody had a farm, and now I want to do the same thing. I want that driveway to be filled with all these different daffodils, and so in 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, somebody will be driving up that driveway looking over there and say, gosh, who planted all those daffodils? And
that's a lot of work.
I don't mind that work. You just kind of concentrate, and I'm on my knees. On one side, I've got a bag of bulbs. The other side, I've got the drill and the drill bit, and I'll just keep planting until the battery runs out. Take it back in, let the battery cool off, charge it up, do another garden job. It's just, when you don't have that, like, super energy that you used to
when
have.
When your get-up-and-go is got up and left.
Isn't that a commercial?
Yes, it is. Listen, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that, but I got to get this work done. Luckily, looking at the forecast, it's like, okay, nothing severely cold.
No rain today?
I think last night, didn't we get a bunch?
Yeah, we did get a bunch of rain. Right, right.
Slept right through it, Rob. But I saw something about snow today, like up by Erie, like possibilities of like 12 inches of snow or something.
I wouldn't be shocked with
the cold frame coming through, or cold front coming through.
Anyway,
cold frame.
Cold
frame is what I've got planted with lettuce and Swiss chard. Cold front is what happens
and
when it gets colder.
You go home and have a couple little shots of limoncello. You'll be just fine.
I wish I had some.
I'll get you some. Keith Kaiser, Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, coming up today.
Yeah. This thing they have there starting next week, the day after Thanksgiving, called Dazzling Nights. This is the fourth year. This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I just think it's amazing. So I want Keith to tell us about it. Keith Kaiser is the executive director of the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, which is a cool place out there kind of by Settlers Cabin Park, past IKEA, right there, and Dazzling Nights. It's just like something you've never seen before. So we'll talk all about that. And I'm a big supporter of the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. I think it is a really cool place. And this one, you walk through the trail and it's got like lights and music. And it's very cool.
Immersive, the word you use in your little, and dazzling too, the other word you use in your little social media.
Well, it's kind of like me. I'm immersive and dazzling.
Well, but the reason I said that, because you can tell who the real journalist is on this show. It's him. All right, listen, so when's he going to join us?
He's going to join us right after this break, Rob.
Okay, stay with us. We'll come right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm joined this morning by Keith Kaiser. He's the executive director of the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. Keith, welcome back to the show. Great to see you.
Thanks, Doug. And I am very happy to be back and talk about our favorite place.
And also about one of my favorite things, Dazzling Nights. I've never seen anything like it, Keith. And we're into the third year?
No, this is our fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
So explain to people what Dazzling Nights is, if you can.
Yep. It's actually hard to use the right words, but we'll give it an attempt, right? So it's not maybe someone's typical light show, but it's an immersion into an outdoor event that you walk through. It's about a mile walk if you choose to do the whole thing, but it goes pretty quickly. And it is a place where you'll see up to about 20 different unique worlds, as the designers are calling them, different activation areas where you come across and go to the next one and so on. And they're filled with light and sound, holiday kind of music typically, and lasers and fog, and just a lot of fun experience, especially when it's cool out and you got your gloves on and your hat in your mittens, and you, maybe it's a little snowy, would we love it to be doing that, but it's just a time to be outdoors And really that connection to the winter and the dormancy of this time of year, of plants going dormant and being out in the woods at that time of night.
So what's new this year? Is there anything different?
We are doing a couple things new this year. Probably the biggest change is the continuation of this year's traveling exhibit, which is called Momentum. And that is the exhibit that's currently been in place outside. And it literally, the one major piece suspends over top of the Lotus Pond. Well, that will be here with us during the show. And the two companies, because we engage a firm from Orlando called Memoir Agency to put on the holiday show. But the summer work is the expertise and design of Patrick Sheeran and his company, Poetic Kinetics. But the two firms are coming together to put on a really beautiful light and sound show over top of the Lotus Pond with, again, lights and probably, I don't know, I've not seen it yet, but lights and fog and all those kinds of things. So pretty exciting having something different like that.
Well, I've seen Momentum a couple times there at the Garden, and I am just, I'm captivated by it. Will it be the same thing, only with different lights and music and stuff?
Exactly. So that Momentum piece, the one called Elevated Reflection that is suspended over top of the pond, is made up of four kind of oval-shaped suspended pieces that have fabric that hang down in them and from them. And they're wonderful colors, and obviously they reflect in the water quite beautifully. But the fabric is all very light and has the ability to kind of raise and lower, as well as the fabric move. So it actually makes sound. I don't think it'll interfere with the music sound, but the sound on a quiet day is fun.
Well, Dazzling Nights is such a unique, I guess I would say exhibit. Is that the wrong word?
Show. Yeah. Okay. It's an exhibit too. Yeah.
And it's becoming more and more popular every year. Just discuss that. How do we get tickets? And is it important to get tickets in advance?
I would say yes, because obviously tickets are already on sale. They start at the end of September, and these will sell out quickly. And you can find all that information if you go to the website, Pittsburgh Botanic Gardens website, or just search dazzlingpittsburgh.com. We'll get them there. And the best thing to do is to check out the website, look at the information, and invite your friends or family, and then come back and make a collective purchase of tickets. If someone is a member of Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, they have the opportunity to have a one-time purchase with a discounted, but they need to have the code so members know that, or they can reach back to the garden to get that if they don't have it.
When does the show open, and how long will it be running?
It is opening Friday night, the Friday after Thanksgiving, so November 28th, and it runs all the way through Saturday night, January 3rd. And there's a few Mondays and Tuesdays that we don't do the show, but it's about 25 nights, I believe.
What I love about it is just at every turn, there's something new and wild, and it's a visual and audio experience that, I've never seen anything like it. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, you're right. And it doesn't have a lot of holiday icons or religious icons, but it's just a nice experience actually in the garden in the evening with lights and sound and music. The other probably big feature that the design team has pulled together is a 50-foot tall tree structure that will be highlighted right next to the Davidson Events Center. So in that building, the barn, if you will, is open. We sell refreshments and food. There's some music occasionally there, different evenings. And so it's just a nice experience. Of course, the Welcome Center is open, and our Forage and Finds shop is open, ready to sell everybody the holiday gifts that they need to purchase, including holiday plants. We have a usually great example or display for sale of all of the typical holiday plants, even in some that people won't even know what they are, but a nice time to buy cyclamens and Christmas cactus and on and on.
All the fun stuff. Yeah. Remind people where the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden is.
Yeah, that's a good one. So Pittsburgh Botanic Garden is kind of west of downtown Pittsburgh. We are about 10 miles. We're right kind of between the airport and downtown. And if you can find your way to Robinson Town Center or IKEA, you're there. We have probably three or four minutes from there. Parking is one of the biggest challenges of the event for us. So you can select parking on site, which we only have about 100 and some spots. But that goes along with all-inclusive tickets. So you get some refreshments and a drink and a little take-home present when you leave. And that's parking. But all the other parking happens at the Settlers Cabin Park, which is right next door to us, at the Wave Pool parking. So signs and directions and registration when you get your tickets tells you all about that.
When you stage a show like this, what do you hope that visitors get out of it?
Well, we hope they are making memories. We want them to create a holiday memory that they are here from year to year and enjoying that. But also just the concept that plants and nature are so rewarding to us, and that we put together a show like this that's holiday focused and it's got technology and lights, but it's just a real pleasant evening too.
Keith Kaiser is the executive director of the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. You should go see Dazzling Nights. You can find out everything you need to find out about this at pittsburghbotanicgarden.org. Also, all the information will be at dougoster.com. We will link you to the Botanic Garden's Dazzling Night. Keith, thanks again. It was so great to talk to you.
Appreciate your help, Doug. It's great. Talk to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right. Number to dial, of course, is 866-391-1020. We're going to talk some gardening with you and also fall cleanup, all the other good stuff, getting your outdoor living space ready for the upcoming dormant winter season. So 866-391-1020 is the number to dial to talk to Doug. All of our lines are available. But if you want to be a winner, and you're always a winner when you get to Janoski's in Clinton, you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. You know, if we just gave away gift certificates, they'd be calling us all day.
It's that's true. We get a lot of calls.
Oh, my goodness. Look at these phones. It's like Christmas tree time. All right. So where would you like to start? Go.
I wanted to talk about some rare fan mail. I don't get any fan mail, like letters, you know.
Well, was in my mailbox. So I actually get Doug's fan mail.
I get lots of emails every day, but never actual letters. And this is really nice. This comes from Rich in West Mifflin, and he says, Doug, you taught me how to save tomato seeds at a picnic in North Park about 10 years ago. Your way, 90% germinate, 10% won't. You're 100% correct. Thank you. And he sent me some seeds. He says, from the West Virginia University professor. So that's Dr. Manon Gallagly. He has this tomato seed. It's called Manon's Majesty from WVU, and it's disease resistant. I've talked about it before. So he sent me some of those seeds, but he also sent me these cool little, like, kind of plastic dividers. I'll post something on Facebook where you to dry your seeds. And I think that's pretty nice. And so the Manon's Majesty, he says, these are the seeds from it. Very prolific, great taste, perfect roundness and size. And so that Manon's Majesty, I've grown it for, I think, 2 years now. And I had to get my tomatoes in early this year because that was my London trip in May. And it was cold and wet. And so most of those tomatoes that I put in early like that got the early blight or septoria leaf spot where it gets spots on the bottom and works its way up. But the Manon's Majesty did not. Go to the West WVU website and search for Manon's Majesty, and they give the seeds away. You just have to, they're very popular. His granddaughter works at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. So whenever I'm at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, I try to see her and we talk about this tomato and the other tomatoes that he came up with in the 60s. They're also all available at Southern Exposure Seed, if this interests you, especially people that have a connection with WVU. I get people like that because I've got a bunch of the seeds, but not enough to really give away like my other seeds. As far as the potato top is concerned, the Limbaugh Legacy potato top, that was the Facebook post that went viral when I was in California visiting my son. I've got thousands of envelopes in there, including lots of envelopes from locals and people who listen to the radio show. I will get those seeds out, but it's going to be a while after getting back from this trip. And I did want to talk a little bit just about travel in general. And I'm not trying to sell you a trip with me, but and everywhere I go, when they hear like, oh, he just got back from Sicily or he just got back from London, whatever it is, and they just say, oh, I'd love to travel, but I'm just going to wait until I retire. Don't wait. There are lots of different ways to travel and lots of different ways to see the gardens of the world on the cheap. You know, you can just rent a house wherever you're going. Have flexible dates, use that direct flight to London to get you into Europe for an easy flight, and just do it before you can't, because there's a certain point where you can't do 10,000 steps every day in Europe. And my next trip is Poland. That's in June. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to see four amazing gardens in Poland, but also the rest of the country. It's going to be wonderful. It's about halfway filled up, so there's if you're interested, just go to DougOster.com. Like I said, I'm still planting. I even though I've got so much work to do, I got more stuff. That flowering kale, I can throw that flowering kale into a container really quick. And I got a whole flat of pansies, which I'm actually going to grow in the greenhouse. So I have this unheated greenhouse. It's from a company called Everlight out of Cleveland. And back in the day, if you ever have a chance to look at like old garden magazines, 50s and 60s and early 70s, there was lots of different companies that had kit greenhouses that they'd ship flat. And Everlight was one of them. It's all made out of extruded aluminum, and they just send you directions and all the glass and all the framework and there you go. Well, I've got this, and it does have gas out to it, but you could never afford to heat it because it has this single-pane glass, and they're always cracking. I'm hoping to get some pieces replaced before it gets super cold, but that might not happen. We'll see. Then I'll be up there with my duct tape, and that's the only way. I can't. I'm too afraid to get up on the other side. I just picture myself crashing through that glass onto the brick floor. So, but it's right now, you know, it's so nice to come back from Italy to a greenhouse filled with tomato plants and impatiens and a lot of other tender crops. Hot peppers are out there, basil. I've made two caprese salads since I've been back with all the stuff out of the greenhouse. And I posted a little thing on Facebook about it, just how what a nice space it is. And then I got a nice comment saying, you've got your own little conservatory. And I never thought of it that way, because it's any day that the sun comes out and you have an unheated greenhouse, you can sit in there and it'll get up to 80 degrees, no matter how cold it is out there. And especially on the other end, when we get to February and the angle of the sun starts to get higher and there's no leaves on the trees, that place will heat up quick. And oh, it's such a great place to be. You can start all sorts of cool weather crops in there. Again, as an unheated greenhouse, it'll shut down probably around Christmas. We'll get cold enough where you just can't you can't keep the tender stuff going. And so it's just a fun place to be. And like I said, I got that whole whole flat of pansies. And again, I've got a bunch planted out in the garden in the containers. I'm going to split this flat up, put it in containers. I just have flowers in the greenhouse because pansies love cold weather and they can go in that greenhouse forever. You want to try to get a call, Rob?
Yeah, let's take a call. By the way, if anybody wants to get in here, we've got about a segment and a half to go. 866-391-1020. Here's Patty on KDK. Hey, Patty.
Hi, Doug. I have tulips and daffodils and the bulbs. And I thought it was too late to plant them. I thought I was supposed to plant them in the spring.
Nope. Fall is the best time to plant them. And we can plant tulips or daffodils or any other hardy bulbs all the way until the ground freezes. And Patty, I've been known to like get these 1,000 bulbs I have right now and order some on sale at the end of the season if the ground hasn't frozen yet. And that can go through December. I've planted that late. Right now, and looking at the weather, we've got another at least probably 10 days easy of planting. Now, for those tulips, just remember that the deer love tulips once they come up. So you got to put them in a spot where the deer can't get to them, or if you don't have deer, or when they come up, you have a way to spray them with something so the deer doesn't get them. The daffodils.
I buy that deer and tick spray.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. That'll help keep the deer off them. Now, how many bulbs do you have to plant?
About 30.
Oh, come on now. That's easy. Get out there. Get out there and plant them. One way to do it when you have just 30 is you can kind of excavate a little, 18 by 20 little kind of hole, throw some compost in, stick the bulbs in that, just cover them up, and you'll be done. You'll be done, and you'll have a great spring. That's the thing. With the tulips, I kind of treat those as annuals. I'm planting new tulips every year, but the daffodils will be perennial, and they will there'll be more and more of them. They'll kind of expand throughout the years as you plant them, and I'm hoping that you'll love it in the spring so that you will plant more in the fall. Fall planting, we're still, even this late in the season, bulbs, trees, shrubs, perennials can still go in the ground and get established. And the reason we're planting them now, Patty, is that we want those roots to do their thing as opposed to like pop up from the bulb itself. It's cool.
I see.
It's cool. It's got short days. It's conducive to root growth. And so the bulb you'll put in there, the roots will take hold, and then they'll wait until the time is right, and that's when you get those spring blooms. And I don't care what our winter is like. When those spring bulbs start, there's nothing like it. It's the start of the season, and we've just seen gray for so many months, and then we get to see these beautiful colors. So get them in the ground, because if you don't get them in the ground, it's hard to store them all winter without them drying out and then kind of being useless. Get them in the ground as soon as you can, okay?
Okay, I have another question for you. I had lavender. I had four lavender plants. They died. And I didn't think lavender would die.
Well, lavender has to have good drainage and full sun. That's the only way it'll make it. And lavender can be fickle. They can just go for years and just like give up the ghost. But if you've got a place that's sunny with good drainage, don't be afraid to put some more lavender in this spring. It just does that sometimes. Plants die. This is part of it. And if you love lavender, just start again in the spring, but be sure you got full sun and great drainage.
All right, coming back, we have got Sandy in Monroeville wanting to talk to Doug. We'd love to talk to you too. 866-391-1020. All right, rapid fire. We got three folks and about 4 minutes to go. And Sandy starts us off in Monroeville. Everybody gets one question for Doug, and please make it quick. Sandy, go ahead.
Good morning. I planted 16 daffodil bulbs last week and went out the next day and four of them were gone, dug out. I'm guessing squirrels. How do you prevent that from happening?
Here's what I'm doing. Usually they won't bother daffodils, but obviously they did. I soak them in deer repellent first. Like when I'm doing crocuses and tulips, I use this stuff called Bob-X, but anything that smells bad that's an animal repellent, Repels All would be one. There's a million of them.
Doug, I did that, actually. I sprayed them with a deer repellent before I put them in the ground.
Wow.
So I just thought maybe there was something else.
Instead of spraying, soak them.
Soak them,
yeah,
okay.
Take it out of the spray can and soak them for about 10 minutes. And I've never had them touch it after that. Doesn't mean they won't, Sandy. You know how these little pests are. But that would be my best advice to you. The only other thing that people do is like they put their bulbs in like a little cage of hardware cloth, but that's a real pain. I would continue with the repellents. Okay, thanks, Sandy.
Good tip. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
All right, here we go. Karen Irwin. Karen, about a minute. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doug. I just wanted to let you know that I'm headed to my sister's house, her new house. Her husband dug up all their daffodil bulbs from the old house, and we have 575 to plant today.
Well, I'm in good company then, Karen.
You're good company.
I hope you have a bulb auger. That would make your life so much easier.
He stood with some kind of an auger yesterday.
All right, cool.
But I'm going over to this morning to help him plant all these bulbs.
All
I
right.
told him if what to China unpacked, I would be over to plant the daffodil. So that's what I'm doing today.
Good luck. We're both going to be doing the same job today. Thanks for your call. Bill.
1 minute, Bill.
Hi, Doug. I just wanted some plants that deer won't eat.
Okay. So for perennials, some of the stuff that I'm planting, the number one thing on my list is salvia. Now, when we talk about deer-resistant plants, you never know what's actually going to be deer-resistant. I can tell you what's deer-resistant in my garden. And so things like salvia, which is from the sage family, anything that's fragrant. I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank, Bill, because I'm thinking of everything. Oh, hellebores are a good deer-resistant plant. There's a shrub called caria. I'm just putting my mind through my garden. What's there right now? Epimedium is a perennial. But Bill, I've got a list of deer resistant plants at my website, DougOster.com, that will help you also. Boxwoods, I've got planted out there that they won't go after. I'm trying to think what else, but trust me, I've got deer like you can't believe. It's terrible. The best thing to do is to combine things that are deer resistant with a repellent, if you can. Some kind of physical barrier is the best thing. Like I've got a mountain laurel, which is technically poisonous to them, but a young deer will eat the buds. I just put four tomato stakes around that and put some deer netting around it instead of spraying. But my rhododendrons are too big to do that, so I'm spraying those, and that's the best you can do. Check out the website, DougOster.com. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug, great job. Good to have you back. Stay tuned. News at 8, and then we're doing some baking desserts for the holiday season on the Coons Cooking Hour on KDKA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.